Questions for linebacker Terrell Benson?
Terrell, Auburn, you showed the ability to go out there and have a dominating game like you did today. What's it been the last few weeks that's really kind of flipped the switch for you?
It's Coach Diaz just making a play call, and we're just executing. It's really not a big thing. He's just calling the plays, and we're executing.
You're playing the position that Coach Diaz had Vaccaro playing for the Saints right now playing in. Have you watched any tape of Vaccaro to see to pick up anything from him?
I haven't watched any tape.
But he had a lot of opportunities at Texas to make a play in that position. Did you know coming in that you were going to have an opportunity to make a lot of plays?
Not really. I did. I really did.
Does it feel good to be able to?
It does. It does.
The coach was headed that he did not want UTSA to run their offense without a lot of pressure coming from the defense. Mm-hmm. What were you able to see? Because I don't think that there's a lot of people who can say that they've had a day like today in as a defensive player and everything that you did.
I just give all the credit to God, first of all. Like I said earlier, he was just making the play calls, and we played. We blitzed a lot. I really didn't get the blitz that much, so I was just spying the quarterback a lot, and he threw me the ball, and I just made the plays.
What was it like to see Dora back out there for y'all?
Man, we needed him. I'm glad he was back. We really needed him.
What's he do from his DN spot to really change that defensive line as a whole?
He gets upfield and make it hard on the quarterback, and when he makes it hard on the quarterback, he throws the ball to me like he did today. So I appreciate Dora.
what's it like for you to hear Coach Holtz talk about you like that, like he was just a minute ago?
I'm appreciative. I appreciate that he has good things to say about me. That's about it.
Given the rough track you've had, does it make you emotional at all to think about what you've been through to be here today?
Yeah, it's kind of emotional. I try not to think about it like that. I just try to focus on where I'm at now and just focus on playing ball. That's about it.
Having the first touchdown of the game for you guys, mm-hmm. What was it like? How did it change the sidelines whenever you came back? And it looked like it maybe gave the offense a little bit of a lift because then they kind of started rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it was a big spark. We really needed it. The offense was, I think they were struggling a little, so it just brought a little spark to the offense and the whole team.
Coach Holtz was saying that y'all are playing with a lot of confidence right now, mm-hmm. and even telling the offense, like, hey, don't worry, we're going to get the ball back mm-hmm. for you. But where do you think a lot of that confidence comes from? I mean, clearly being 3-0 certainly helps, but, you know, having some of those games out of the way against, like, Power 5 conferences and seeing that y'all are still, mm-hmm. making things happen.
Coach Diaz, he preaches it a lot just to just play hard and give it to y'all every play, every down. If the offense doesn't make it happen, we're gonna get it. We're gonna stop it on defense. So he's a big reason for everything we do.
I know that they always say that sometimes the most improvements from the first year to the second year, especially under a new coach. But you know, looking back on last year and then being at 3-0 to start conference and basically being the driver's seat and having control of your own destiny, did y'all know early on, like maybe in fall camp, that y'all were capable of such things from the first year to the second year under Coach Holtz?
Yeah, we knew we were capable. I think last year it was a lot of difficulties last year, but we knew once our senior came, we was just going to play hard. The other linebackers, Tony Johnson and Mitch Villamez, we are all seniors and we are all JUCO players, so we all talk a lot and we want to just go out with a bang for our senior year.
And Coach mentioned, you know, the whole, like, possibly going to West Virginia, and then you ended up coming mm-hmm. here and, you know, seeing that West Virginia upset Baylor today. Even though that's a national, like, splash for everybody's going to look at, just mm-hmm. how much do you feel like being here is more like home and y'all are achieving things that are even more important to mm-hmm. what's inside that locker room?
I mean, everything happens for a reason. God wanted me here, so, and I'm making plays here and my team is doing, we're succeeding, so I'm proud to be here, honestly.
Coach has talked a lot about Coach Diaz shows the defense a turnover film on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Either turnover that to the players have committed on the opposing team mm-hmm. or even near turnovers that probably should have been turnovers. How much of that were you seeing today?
We knew if the main quarterback, if he didn't start, the other one was going to throw a lot of picks because he's a runner. He's really not a passer. But once he just started throwing them, we kept getting after him, and he kept throwing them. And we knew that was coming. We knew it was going to come eventually. It may not have been the first or second quarter, but it was going to come.
And then they put the main quarterback in, and y'all picked him off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Appreciate it, man.